Good morning. Californians are being told they're probably in for a blackout-free summer. Operators of the state's power grid say there's more hydroelectric power this year, but they warn the Enron mess has put some projects on hold, and that could mean shortages later. Dozens of workers at airports in the Washington area have been arrested and charged with lying to get security badges. Those arrested were mostly construction workers, janitors, and food workers. The government says this illustrates its zero-tolerance policy in the war on terrorism. And money issues still remain to be resolved, with the legislative session winding down in a few weeks. The General Assembly's Democratic majority is pressing forward with its own state budget plan, but Republican Governor Rowland says he will veto the bill if it reaches his desk. The Democrats' budget plan includes the so-called millionaire's tax. Mm-hmm. It's 7:31. You're up to date.
Hey, we got some birthdays celebrating, don't we?
Yes, we do. Actress Shirley MacLaine is 68. Barbara Streisand is 60.
Richard. What?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Richard Sturman of the Oak Ridge Boys is 59. Doug Clifford of Creedence Clearwater Revival is 57. Eric Bogosian is 49.
Who is that?
An actor. Okay. I thought you would know who he is.
I have no idea.
Michael O'Keefe is 47. You know who that is?
No.
Caddyshack? Roseanne? Okay, I guess not. And Cedric the Entertainer is 38.
But if a daughter wants to volunteer to come in, you'd like to have a
daughter.
Yeah,
I'm happy to have them come in and shadow me as if they were my daughter. That'd
okay.
be fine.
So we have Alyssa on the line. Alyssa, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Now, I hope you like to get up early.
Yes.
Oh, good. Well, that's fine then. I mean, we don't have a problem with that, right, Franco? You don't mind?
No, why would I mind?
Okay. Oh. So, Alyssa, then you'll be joining us tomorrow, Thursday.
Okay.
Here at the station. And I guess we'll go over the details off here.
Oh, we got something to give away?
Yes, we do. We have a double prize pack,
mm-hmm.
a free oil change from Expressway Lube Centers, and a gift certificate to Swift Motorsports in the Groton Shopping Plaza.
All right, the first person who can solve this, and let's go.
It's time for Bad Acting at its best.
You ready?
I'm ready. Do you have any control over how creepy you allow yourself to get?
443-1055.
Hi, again, winner.
Not yet.
It's as good as it gets.
Yes, it is as good as it gets.
Yay.
Who is this?
This is Sheila.
Hey, Sheila, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. How about with you?
Pretty good.
What's going on, Sheila?
Getting married next week.
Congratulations.
Woo! Thank you.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So are you going away someplace fun?
Just for the weekend. We're going on our honeymoon to the Bahamas in June.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's a good plan.
Yeah.
Well, Sheila, you're getting a free oil change from Expressway Lube Centers.
Awesome.
And a $25 gift certificate to Swift Motorsports in the Groton Shopping Plaza.
Cool.
All right.
Cool.
And you can get car and truck performance parts, accessories, vinyl graphics, and more.
Good morning, Ann.
Good morning. American Cardinals are meeting again today at the Vatican as church leaders discuss how to handle the current sexual abuse scandal. One matter under discussion, whether Roman Catholic priests should be able to rejoin the ministry after being treated for sex crimes. Is a faulty signal light to blame? Federal officials are investigating whether a malfunctioning signal caused a freight train to ram head-on into a commuter train near Los Angeles yesterday. Two people were killed in the crash and dozens of others were injured.
That is unbelievable. Two train wrecks.
Head-on.
But two. No, it was one last week.
Yeah, the Amtrak train, which derailed.
Yes.
Which is back on track this morning. People are back on that train to head home.
Okay, no pun intended.
I know. And the state Senate has fallen short in a bid to override Governor Rowland's veto of a moratorium on all utility projects across Long Island Sound. Both the House and the Senate needed a two-thirds majority to override the veto. The House approved the override last night, but the Senate's vote early today was two votes short.